It's a cold, cold open.
It's a cold, cold open.
Yeah.
You said it was very okay.
It was very okay. Well, it was a date where we were both sort of collectively like, there aren't real sparks here, but we both like each other.
It was cordial.
It was cordial, very cordial. Like, not a thing where we're going to see each other again.
Right.
But it was a thing where we were like, yeah, we're still cool adult people.
Right. You're not going to go home and have like a very long text thread about this person.
No, not at all.
In fact, you're maybe never going to speak of it.
But you ever finish one of those dates? It's like, well, we got along. Maybe that could have grown into it. Maybe the spark could have come later.
That is a valid theory. That is valid. Like, the relationship could build from here. But
right.
I'm also like, don't want to put in the time to try to build it, you know?
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah.
You're too young.
Uh-huh.
You're too young for
That's true.
It could build. You don't have to be, you know,
go
you
for
don't
sparks.
Have to be.
Go for sparks.
Go for sparks. Exactly.
Swing for the fences.
Go for sparks.
Yeah.
Go for sparks.
Go for sparks.
Go for sparks.
Yep. You got sparks. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is a comedian, and you've seen him on The Chris Gethard Show. It's Justin Linville.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Usually we say thanks for being here, and then you say thanks for having me.
Sorry, I like to start it off very cordial, very nice.
Very, yes. Very,
yeah.
Very welcoming. Justin, let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Email roulette.
Who do you not want to email?
I don't want to email my college professor. I don't want to say I'm going to pull up his name, and then you can see it's kind of a funny name.
Okay.
I think we can say his first name is Fabio.
His first name is Fabio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this an Italian professor?
Yeah, Italian-American literature and film was the course.
Oh, interesting.
So okay. It was watching a lot of movies and reading books that were written by Italian-Americans, depicting Italian-Americans. It was a very interesting class because it was like dispelling a lot of like, or not dispelling, but like dress-belling.
Oh.
No, you just looked at me and said my name in a sentence where it doesn't belong.
Well, had to go for it. No, you
had to go for it. Yeah.
Wait, did you say what just happened?
You couldn't think of a word and you just went with Nicole's last name. Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is what happened. This was a cool class, but my teacher was very like high maintenance in a class that could just be very low maintenance.
Right.
Like, he made us all change our personal email accounts for this class. So, like, I have this email account because my email account was deemed too unprofessional because it had, numbers in it.
Stop it. What numbers?
It was literally...
like 14?
I think of one unprofessional number. 69.
Okay. I wasn't thinking about that one.
Really?
I was thinking about 420.
Oh, no.
Good. Too professional.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's very revealing about the two of us. I would say 420 is a perfectly professional number.
I was thinking 69, but I was thinking 69-69 because then you're really double unprofessional. It's twice the unprofessionalism.
Oh, no. Then that's 6,969.
Interesting.
So that's not unprofessional.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't use it anymore. It was jlinville333@gmail.com. And he was like, why do you have arbitrary numbers in your email address?
So,
and I was like, you're an Italian-American literature and film teacher.
Also, did you tell him you were born March 3rd, 1933, and it's none of his business?
And he didn't like it. I told him that. March 3rd, 1933, didn't like it. Everybody in the class had to have their email address
their
approved
email address.
By him. It was insane. It was crazy.
That is truly bananas.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm gonna help these college kids like become more professional. In his mind?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also not what the course is about. The course is read The Godfather. I don't know. There's examples of me just like not feeling this class. Oh, this is just a lie that I told him. I said, hey, professor, due to a minor
family. You did not. You said, hello, professor.
Hello, professor. Due to a minor family emergency, I will not be able to make class today. I can come by near the end of class or during your office hours to drop off my portfolio and fully explain the situation. Very sorry for the inconvenience. Don't know what I was doing that day. Definitely didn't have any family emergency.
And did you have a story prepared had he called your bluff?
I think I was going to say my brother was sick.
It's such a subtly strange email because typically what you do is you throw out minor family emergency to end the conversation because polite people are like, not going to push, not my business.
Yeah.
But to volunteer, I will come in and complete this performance in person.
Near the end of class.
Near the end of class.
Due to a minor family emergency, I'm unavailable for 45 minutes today.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're so right. Ugh.
No wonder he didn't respond.
Well, this is also like May 11th. So this is the end of the school year. So I am like...
Yeah, you've mailed it in now.
I'm at the point where I'm just sick of his behavior.
We've got a great big class canceled today.
Oh, great. I will not make it to class today. Doctor's orders. Deadline for the assignment is moved to 6:30 p.m. today. Use your time wisely. Do a good job. Review and polish your essay. If you have sent it in already, you can send a revised version. I will be in touch later this week.
It would have been
I can come by.
Exactly. Exactly. That would have been fantastic. That would have been great.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, this is insane that he didn't BCC the whole class. He CC'd everybody.
Well, to show
he
you
wants
all
to show
your
those
professional
emails.
Yeah.
So I can let's actually look at some of these email addresses and see if they're all professional.
No, I see a bunch of numbers.
Brandon's email is not professional. Brandon doesn't have a professional email address. Because what do those numbers mean?
Right. Alexa doesn't have a professional email address.
Matthew. What's up with that? 7379.
He was born July 3rd, 1979.
Clearly.
Yeah. A high percentage of these have numbers in them.
Why am I the only dickhead that changed his email address for the class? No one else did it.
Hello. I would love to read this email that says, let's have a chat.
Oh.
Oh, tremendous.
Sorry, I didn't remember this. Oh. Hello, Justin. I haven't had a chance to comment yet on your sharp and out-of-the-box insights into many issues we covered. You make for a very interesting student with original ideas. I don't want to sound patronizing. I am sure you know your worth. If you have a chance, please drop by my office for a chat. I always have something to learn from young adults like you.
Oh, that is very interesting. Because I assumed that was about to be like, okay, you have out-of-the-box ideas. Turn in your homework here now. Like, out-of-the-box ideas usually sounds like a compliment you give somebody. You're like, this dude.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds only sincere.
I'm good at seeming like I am doing a good job even when I'm not.
Right.
What I think is so bizarre about this email is he says, I don't want to sound patronizing, but was anyone thinking he was sounding patronizing? It sounded like he was just giving you, like, a nice compliment there.
Yeah, it sounded very friendly.
Yeah.
I'm also sure I don't think I've ever read this email.
Stop.
Like, I don't think I've ever read this email, but it's very nice.
I came in hard on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with what you said.
Sure.
However,
uh-huh.
What else was being asked of you? Please provide specific examples so we can determine whether or not it was too much.
Okay. I don't even, let me look at some assignments.
Oh, my God. No, wait. Go back for a second.
Yeah.
Because I just saw an all-caps email from him that said... It's
lowercase, read Godfather, capital, do not watch the film yet. First read the book. And part of that is I can kind of assume that we've seen the movie before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. But yeah. Should I even read this email?
No, you don't have to. It's just that subject line was so funny.
Yeah.
It's a pretty great line, though.
In the meantime, start reading The Godfather. It's long, but it goes down like a glass of fresh water.
What does that even mean? It just has no taste. It's just something you need. It's vital to your body's function.
No, I think he means it's long, but it's refreshing.
Yeah, that would have been better.
But it goes down like a glass of fresh water.
It could have gone lemonade, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Something more descriptive than water.
Or just, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
Or you don't even need that sentence, right? In the meantime, start reading The Godfather. That's all you need to say.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right.
Here's my instinct, Nicole. I think this email is almost a confessional email to the professor how much Justin mailed it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I love that. That's great. Okay. I think the very first thing we have to do is we got to create a new email address.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to mind, I'll just throw it out there. Can we see if professional Justin is taken?
Oh, interesting.
With numbers?
That's really nice. Sorry. It's obviously 420 professional Justin 69.
Okay, it's up for grabs.
Oh, baby.
We have Korean. Done it.
This might have to become the show's new email address.
Yeah, that's true.
Just email 420 professional Justin 69 at gmail.com for questions. You know... I'm going to backpedal on what I said about the assignments being difficult. It was stuff like having us change the file name on assignments.
Stop it.
Where it was just like, this isn't even, we did the assignment. You're just having us change the file name to what is in the specific sort of like.
He had like a format he liked.
Format. He was like date, then name, then assignment. And I was like, I did the thing.
It's fine for him to say that's his preference and then, like, just keep reminding people that's his preference. It's mm-hmm. the making people resend files that's absurd.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
great. Well, Justin, what do you feel?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I want to apologize.
Great. That was what that was my instinct, but I didn't want to put you there.
Yeah. And we're live.
Boom.
Okay, here we go.
So here's a thought. So mm-hmm. Justin said he wanted to apologize. So maybe Justin can dispel or dress-bell the myth
is
about
this a
his
fucking joke.
What?
His email address has a number in it.
It does. It's so yeah. it's
complicated. How did we just notice that?
This email address is fucking lycos.com.
Lycos was a thing that we had to use in his class for sure.
No.
This isn't a current email address. This is a spring 2016 email address. I think he has to change it every semester.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you know what? It's not as unprofessional as I
but,
thought it was.
Yeah.
So here's what I was thinking. I was thinking this is like a two-parter. This is one part is to dispel slash dress-bell the myth of Justin's academic participation and efforts. Mm-hmm. And part two is to kind of quibble with a few of this professor's
yeah.
weird, quirky stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a apology up top.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Best wishes.
Okay, best wishes.
And then many greetings to you, sir.
And greetings to you, sir.
Then can we just write apology up top?
Apology up top.
Colon.
Mm-hmm.
So are we gonna keep the formal tone?
I think we maybe need to remind him who Justin is.
Oh yeah, you may not notice because my email address. You may not immediately recognize me because my email address changed for the spring of 2018 semester.
I am Justin Linville.
I am Justin Linville. Should I link him to like my website? Because he doesn't know who I am.
But I took
I
your
think maybe your Instagram handle.
Okay, great.
In parentheses. Oh, or link to it. Yes.
I was going to hyperlink it.
Yeah, hyperlink. I matriculated in your course.
Into?
Matriculated into your course on Italian American books and movies.
That is just such
you all here for Italian books and movies?
2 years ago this month.
Upon the reflection, the many hours of reflection that have ensued, it has occurred to me.
There should be a comma
yes.
here.
Yes, yep.
That I, without question, put forth far less than what I'm capable of in your class.
Great.
At the risk of sounding, what was the word that he used?
Patronizing.
Patronizing.
Oh, can we pull from that other email he wrote, one of the compliments? Like out of the box, something yeah. about out of the box.
At the risk of sounding patronizing,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, God, what was I going to say? Thank you for going out of the box.
Do you want to italicize it?
Italics and dash in between each word. In recognizing my diamond in the rough nature.
Did he say that?
No.
Okay.
I am very young and very smart. And therefore, a natural at Italian-American books and movies. But only turned in half assignments. To be clear, I turned in all of my assignments, but they were only half complete.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I feel like we need to get the phrase dress bell the myth in there. Not capitalized dress bell, just...
Mm-hmm.
Nicole does not like this, but that's...
I don't love it.
Dress bell. No, wait, lowercase. Dress-bell, is it one L?
It's one L, but it's also not a word like that. I like to dress-bell the myth.
The myth that I put forth any real effort
mm-hmm.
into your class. I haven't apologized yet.
And for that, I'm truly sorry.
And for that,
I'm somewhat sorry.
I am somewhat sorry. And also, I don't really know if I'm actually sorry.
No, and I think that this reflects about how sorry you are, right? Would you say that that's fair?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You are a good man, and a dedicated teacher and a true Italian-American.
I think we need to just close with, but seriously, it really wasn't necessary to change our email address or something like that. Just a quick line about that.
Yeah.
At the end. I also don't think it would be the worst idea to get the phrase glass of fresh water in here somewhere. if we can work that in.
Yeah. But seriously.
Did we really have to change our email addresses? I noticed many of the other kids in classes still have yes. numbers in theirs.
Yes.
And I was the only, what did you say? I was the only dickhead.
It's like dickhead in the class that didn't change his email. I noticed none of the other students did.
They all had numbers in their address.
And I think you would agree, looking at my email address, that numbers are a glass of fresh water. Nope, numbers go down.
Numbers go down like a glass of fresh water.
Yeah, you know, I tried to be hard on this guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I like
but
him.
But so are we.
I'm adding, why am I the only dickhead?
Highlight the word head.
Mm-hmm.
And just put 4 stars in its place.
Out of respect.
Yep.
Something about just in closing, I want to thank you for all that you taught me. And for it, or something like that.
Or something like that, thank you. Great. This is
great.
Perfect.
And do we a subject line?
Yes, we do.
Oh, 426 Linville email assignment. Right? Is that the format he liked?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Here's a thing that's true about podcasts.
Okay.
Which is, it's a wonderful thing that you do to enrich yourself and to bring entertainment to your life. But I think we can agree, in general, listening to podcasts doesn't necessarily better the world or other people's lives specifically.
Okay. I'm with you.
Would you agree? Would you agree with this?
Yeah.
Can you think of any situations where it does?
Well, I mean, I think many podcasts have positive messages that people pass around.
Yeah, okay, that's true. It's abstract.
Yeah.
If our listeners are looking to do something a little bit more concrete, they can actually take part in a campaign that Audio Boom is involved with this month.
All right.
There's this foundation called the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and what they do is they provide hearing aids and hearing-related healthcare to 1 million patients in over 100 countries.
It's estimated that worldwide, 328 million adults and 32 million children have disabling hearing loss, and the greatest prevalence of that comes in low- and middle-income populations. And the impact of that hearing loss doesn't just affect the individual person, but their family, their community, the country, and the world at large.
And now, our listeners can do something to help.
This month, Starkey Hearing Foundation and Audio Boom are launching the Listen In campaign, and they're asking Inbox and our listeners to help them reach their $25,000 fundraising goal.
Funds raised from the Listen In campaign will support the next round of global outreach.
You can help Starkey Hearing Foundation reach their $25,000 goal by donating to the Listen In campaign today. To give the gift of hearing, go to listenincampaign.org.
That's LISTENINCAMPAIGN.ORG.
Go to listenincampaign.org to give the gift of hearing today.
Okay, Justin, let's head back to your email.
Okay.
So are you a save everything? You're not a save everything.
I save everything pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you've only had this email address for 2 years, too.
Yeah.
So I was going to say you have 5,000 emails, but I guess over 2 years, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are those all work labels?
No. Some of these are not. I also haven't used these in a while, so they're old.
Yeah, so, let's put a label on it.
Let's put labels on it.
Well, we started at the top with one called Annoyance. Is that a...
That's a comedy
thing. That's a comedy thing. Okay.
So these are all not super...
Apartment? Is that...
It's for lease signing.
Okay, but it says, unless I'm wrong, this lease sign email says application LOL.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Application LOL. My roommate Lucy says... Filled out the PDF. Should I just email it to the broker or print it out and bring it tomorrow or send it to one of you? All of you? Do I need a guarantor or whatever if we're already approved? Or do we meet the household income requirement?
Is this an apartment you already lived in, or you were moving?
We were moving. So we collectively, the four of us, moved in together.
Right. Of course it is. It's an application.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's really no need for the LOL. That's just that's kind of a thing that she does.
Why is it application LOL?
I think Lucy's joking around. This is my roommate. I think she's fine with me saying her name.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah, she's joking around because she doesn't know how to all the application stuff. It's overwhelming. I think it's application LOL. What am I doing?
Oh, I see. Got it.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
It's not like she's sending me a PDF that has a link that goes to, like, I don't know, farts.com.
Right. Yeah, what is farts.com? Can you check out farts.com?
If it's up for grabs, I'm redirecting it to justinlinville.com.
There's no way it's up for grabs.
Let's see what it is.
Or you could just redirect it to a hyperlink to email 420justinlinville69.
Yeah.
Coming soon, farts.com. You can subscribe to keep informed. Sign up 420justinlinville69 right now.
Yeah.
To stay informed.
So the website is just the banner farts.com. Underneath it says coming soon. And then there's a product for sale. You can buy it now. It says the original pooter. And it's by a guy. His name is Jack. And there's a newsletter that you can subscribe to.
Oh, it's a gag gift.
It's a gag gift. Jack Vale's official fart toy.
So, pooter and wax. Do I even want to ask what the wax is for?
I don't know this. Is it just fart wax?
What does it do? Squeeze the pooter in your palm, in the palm of your hand, for the most realistic fart sounds in the world. No batteries needed. Cheesy, electronic-sounding farts are dumb. When was the last time you actually heard one and thought, who farted? More than likely what you thought was, okay, who's the moron with the fart machine? Well, now you can create realistic sounding farts right from the palm of your hand that everyone will think is the real deal.
Is this thing, this thing's huge. Like, you're not going to be able to hide this thing in your hand. The pooter.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's the wax.
The wax is the size of a thing of a tube of chapstick. But the pooter is like a pencil sharp, like a good-sized pencil sharpener.
You're right.
It looks like just a pencil sharpener, by the way.
Yeah, I guess it's only for people with big hands.
I can't tell what the wax is for.
I think I bet the wax like helps sell the fart. Like you wax the pooter hole.
If this is an elaborate prank just to get us to say these phrases, well done by whoever made this website.
Wait, go back up.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the chapstick.
I just feel like this is an innuendo.
But what does it say?
Wax for your...
Come on.
This says, pooter wax. Wax for your pooter. Just apply liberally to the outskirts of your pooter hole to make your farts sound deeper.
Thank you.
You're correct, yeah.
Which of these are not work-related? I think that's the really what... When you pass one that's not work-related, let us know.
Health. Health is just therapist and glasses. Let's see. This just says...
Justin, that's like the most like encapsulated. Health is just therapist and glasses.
I bet personal, but I think it's just me planning a brunch with my friend Sophie, I think. Oh, no. This is about shows and stuff.
There.
I'm going to blow my nose, so don't do anything fun.
Okay. It's just interviews.
If you use pooter wax before you blow your nose, it sounds much deeper. I want to know something.
Uh-huh.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
Let's see what we got.
There's 279 of these, which is why it caught my eye. A lot of these are just nothing, though.
Here's one. This is to our land.
Yeah, please read this.
Okay.
Please read this. It'll tell you what I'm concluding from this email.
Star student. Okay.
Hello. There are two lights that have went out in our apartment, and...
Justin, are you still sleeping in the dark? Are you guys still...
No, we got it solved.
Okay,
Someone else sent an email about it.
Justin, you are so smart.
Uh-huh.
But I have to make fun of. There are two lights that have went out.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
There are two lights that have went out in our apartment, and... Yeah. No, it's been taken care of since. I'm not sleeping in the dark anymore.
They have not went out anymore.
They're these big fixtures that you can't do yourself.
Hey, bud, no one is making fun of you for not having been able to fix them yourself.
Yeah.
It is the fact that you did not complete the email.
Heat. Oh, I just said my address. yeah.
Oh, nice. You got in and I'll be here all week in this email.
Yeah. So the email just says... Hey, we understand that a few tenants in this building are upset with the temperature of the building. Please let us know if you have if you need to have a repairman come and take a look at your radiators this week. Blah, blah, blah. And then my roommate, Kelly, wanted someone to check out the radiator. And I was going to tell Kelly, if they need to send someone by during the day, I'll be here all week. Never sent it.
Right. Great.
So
I don't know. Not a lot of follow through, Justin.
Don't know if that got fixed.
Go back. There's another one I want to look at here.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to remind.
Oh, that's my little brother's fake weird email address. But I have to remind. I needed to send that email because I'm going to get my dad a guitar for his birthday.
But will you read what the contents of the email are, this draft are?
So the subject is, I have to remind. And then the body is, I'm probably going to get. And then I didn't finish it.
God bless. And this is your brother's. Your brother also has a joke email address.
He has a joke email. It says burnt onion. I don't know what that means. It says, I need to respond to this one. This is from Alice, who I adopted my cat from.
Mm-hmm.
And this is.
It's from October.
It's from October 15th, 2017.
Ago. 6 months ago as of this taping.
I'm going to respond to this right now.
Let's respond.
I got to respond
to this. So read what she wrote and what we got so far.
She says, how are you and Annie? And I didn't respond.
Right. And Annie is your cat.
And Annie's my cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to. I need to keep her updated on how my cat's doing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll flag this to remind to see it later.
No, we're going to do it right now, I think, aren't we?
We're writing a lot of emails today. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah. We had a great start there.
Okay. I said, hey, Annie's great. She's really enjoying the new apartment. It's
not as new as it was when I started writing this email back in October, right?
Annie's still great. Really appreciate you setting us up. Hope you're well.
Feel free to reply quickly, even though it took me 6 months to reply to you.
Well, what's also so funny is she doesn't need to respond to this email.
She will, though.
Feel free to reply quickly. It's like, please reply quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to please reply quickly. Great. Send.
We'll send it.
Boom.
Great.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Head on over to YouTube.
Okay. Don't like this.
What's your tube history?
You got the YouTube Red subscription?
I got YouTube Red, yeah.
Oh, is that costing you money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much does that cost you?
I can't accurately say the number. I don't really know.
What?
You're not at liberty to say the number?
I get
ad-free, right?
I didn't even know it existed yet.
You get ad-free.
Oh, and you get like exclusive
original programming.
Yeah.
But I only use it because if you have YouTube Red, you can listen to YouTube music without like, because if you use the YouTube app and you listen to music and you turn off your phone, it closes
the
music,
yes,
so
yes.
You can listen to it nonstop.
Oh.
It's like paying for a music service.
Yes.
That's fair.
It's exactly like that.
What are you looking for? What do you want?
Let's head over to history.
Okay. This is so stressful. Because I don't know what I've been looking at.
Oh, there's a classic.
Yeah, the landlord, Funny or Die sketch.
Ooh, yeah. You listen to Devil Tam?
Yeah.
Somebody watching Friday Night Lights?
I'm rewatching it, yeah. Yep. I think it's
That's
incredible.
An incredible, great show. Incredible use of that song.
What was the season that was mostly reviled? Is that the second season?
Yes. Yeah.
That's season. Where it lost, man. And I've never.
Wait, yeah, you never watched the whole thing?
I never finished the third season. I still haven't finished. I've been meaning to.
It's, mm-hmm.
It just
it.
Hasn't. I know.
It's incredible. It's a really good show. I've been watching a lot of these Jake and Amir sketches.
Have they introduced do they introduce the all new characters?
In the third season?
Yeah. Which is the season with all the new characters?
Oh, like a whole new high school?
I mean, basically, because they combine the two high schools, right? Am
yeah,
I telling
East
this
Dillon,
right?
East Dillon, West Dillon,
yeah. Yes.
I don't think I've gotten there yet, no.
Oh, That's they great. Introduce some incredible new characters.
Yeah.
Some of the best characters I think they ever do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you doing listening to music from a Goofy movie? Justin, sorry, you scrolled fast and hard, and we skipped a bunch of Disney,
a bunch of Pixar
and Disney. Justin, I love this so much. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Sometimes this is, so there's a lot of video game music I listen to at work.
Sure.
So it's sort of like hip-hop versions of like the Super Mario.
That's not what I'm asking you about. You goddamn know that's not what I'm asking
you
about.
Yeah, yeah. You mean like the WALL-E clips?
Yes.
I like WALL-E.
And
Nicole?
Then you listen to some Pixar. Here's
Toy
so here's
Story.
Where we go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We have to follow this up. Go back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's where we start. And this is what YouTube does to you. You listen to Weezer.
Listen to Weezer.
Then we listened to Polyphonic Spree. Then we watched a clip from WALL-E.
Uh-huh.
Then we watched another clip from WALL-E. Then we watched the beginning of WALL-E. Then we listened to I Will Go Sailing No More from Toy Story, which I don't even remember.
Is that a B-side? Yeah, I don't.
It's a B-side. It's a Randy Newman B-side. And then.
It's incredible.
And this is where we knew something started to spiral. We listened to When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2, which is maybe the saddest song that's ever been in a movie, ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, on the way back up, we're listening to the father-son song from a Goofy movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's then, when they're like in the rapids,
yeah.
Right? Great, on the car.
And then after that, we listened to them like last year, like the voices of Goofy and Max singing that song.
No way. Where was that? Where'd they do that?
Bearing the headline here.
Ooh, and, baby. And then we ended
the
with...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fozzie Bear singing the national anthem.
Are you okay?
No, I'm doing great. You know, sometimes you go down these YouTube holes and you see some fun. Because also, this is stuff I listen to when I'm in a good mood.
Right.
And I watch in a good mood.
I love this so much.
And I'm not spiraling, you know.
It got a little darker, though, soon after that Kill Bill knife fight scene, too.
Yeah, yeah, and another scene from Kill Bill that's pretty rough. This is a TV show called The Butt Ugly Martians. Because it's one of those things where I, like, just had that show in my head. And I was like, did that really exist?
Yep.
And
yep.
then I was like, sure. Yeah, that existed. That was a real thing that was on TV. Getting Even with Dad, the trailer to that.
I don't know what that is.
That's a Macaulay Culkin, Ted Danson movie.
Oh, wow.
Ted Danson is Macaulay Culkin's estranged father. And he is a criminal, and then Macaulay Culkin shows up at his door, and it's like, you gotta be my dad. But he's about to do this big, like, he's about to rob a bank, and he doesn't want a kid right now, you know?
I do not know this movie at all, 1994.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's like 14.
It's a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes if you put any stock into that sort
Yowzer.
Of thing.
Yowzer.
It's not great. Cartoon songs. I hate this.
Wait, why?
So much. Because you forget, like, I never clear my YouTube history.
So no, nobody does.
So it's truly just like, I don't even remember why I was watching the Megan Fox and Leslie Mann dance scene from This Is 40.
Hey, my bigger question is, how come you had to watch the first Mr. Six commercial from Six Flags Great Adventure? Also, did anybody know his name was Mr. Six?
I didn't know that. He's also very young.
Really? Click on him.
Yeah. Click on him or look him. Well, he's young in that he's like in his 30s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's in prosthetics.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that he was an old man. I knew that he was not really an old man.
You knew
man.
He was
oh,
playing
I don't think
an
I
old
knew
man.
That. I don't think I knew that.
You thought he was an old man?
I don't think I really thought about it a lot. I think I thought it might be computers.
What?
Wait, what?
Sorry, what was that?
You thought he was in...
You thought he was computer.
He was totally CGI?
I think it could have been one of those things where it's like a young body and you put it on like a... You know what? I goddamn never thought about it.
You thought they Benjamin Buttoned him?
No. and a scene from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, the finale of How I Met Your Mother, yeah.
That is... I'm sorry. I know it gets a lot of flack. I think it's a great finale.
I think it's really like how this show should end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glad we're finally speaking truth to nobody. Let's do a bottom of the box.
The bottom of the box.
What's the first email you sent? You sent two test emails.
To my old email address, yeah.
Yep. How come two?
I don't really know. I can't tell
How
you.
How far apart are these?
These are...
No, they're from your old email address.
They're from my old email address.
You really didn't trust that it was real?
Going through.
Yeah.
I think maybe it took a minute, and then I was like, it should be... instantaneous.
Right.
I sent a second one, and then, yeah, so this came in, first one came in at 9:34 p.m., second one, 9:37 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So 3 minutes apart.
Right.
These are to Fabio, my professor, for a serious thing.
As in serious radio, it was of serious nature?
No, it's to serious radio.
I want to see when you started using this for real.
LinkedIn messages.
I want to see the moment this became a friend email.
Oh, and this is like 4 months into this email account.
This is something you don't see every day. Keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? A little more. That. That's like a from a phone to email address.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. This is some sort of...
It looks like a resume with blood on it.
It really does.
It's
my friend from high school's resume.
But it does.
Wait. But answer some, the question. Is there blood on it?
Looks like there's blood on it, yeah.
What?
I don't really know what's happening. I don't really know. Also, why did he email me? Why did he text me a photo? Yeah, there's some.
There's what's thumb happening? In there. His thumb holding the resume.
I think he took. I think what happened was he was taking that to a job interview or something, and then there was just.
He was like, should I take this? Yeah. Is it okay to take this?
And I was like,
and there's,
no.
Because there's blood on it?
Yeah. And I was like, reprint
That's
it.
So insane. That's so insane. There's so many without a doubt. It is so much better to show up without a resume than it is to turn in a resume
it's
with
also,
blood
yes.
on it.
It was folded multiple times, wasn't mm-hmm. it? It hit the paper and folded
it was
and
creased.
Blood on.
It was bad. You know some G-chats?
Do you still, do you G-chat?
Yeah.
You G-chatting, bro?
I'll G-chat some people, my friend Ben. What are we talking
We'd like
about?
To reenact your chat.
Yeah. What do we got?
Wow, there's some long, long paragraphs here.
We started talking about, let's see the beginning of this conversation. I said, what's up? All right.
You're a big hello guy.
I like a hello.
Oh, this is really funny. I'll be Justin, you be this guy?
Yeah. I'll be this guy. Okay, okay I'm
Can
this
we
guy.
Blow this up?
Yeah.
Click on him.
Shut up. What's up? Hey, hello.
OMG, Justin on GChat, how are you?
Good, killing it left and right. Saw GChat and figured I'd give you a ping. What's new with you? You in an office or on the go?
Nothing less should be expected. TY for the ping. I am on the go and having a very influential day in my life. I'm simultaneously ending my on-the-go lifestyle for now and will just accepted a job offer. So I'll be back in the office in NYC. You're one of the first to know. It's unofficially official.
Whoa, when do you start breaking news?
It is breaking. The press release hasn't even been sent out yet. So frankly, I'm leaking it. Should be the second or third week in May. Phasing out some on-the-go stuff I'm doing till then. Maybe I'll go see the ocean before I become a cubicle guy.
You gotta. Get yourself to the water before you're tied down. What's the gig, if I may ask?
Yes, you may. I'll be working for a new Unrealist messenger platform. Watch out, Zook. I haven't even seen it because they're being pretty secretive.
That's great. Excited for you. I've been watching this Zuckerberg stuff, and I'm hearing him out on pretty much everything. But the problem I'm seeing is that the basis of his argument is that everyone wants ads that are created to them specifically, and that benefits the user somehow. Sorry, I'm getting political, but he's lying to us and himself. Justin, this is so funny.
Ha ha ha, he is. But that's how his business is built, and if he goes against that or if he can't convince us, then his business needs to pivot or go bust. It is super fascinating to me, and I've got a lot of hot takes on the whole thing. Privacy issues aren't going away, and that's big. And also, the big idea of socialism versus capitalism is finally emerging in social media. Will there be a social hierarchy already being seen in dating apps, or will it become something free and level for all supplemented by ads? Or will the next frontier be truly revolutionary?
I got it. That's the way the business operates. And his job is to make sure he sells that to the consumer.
Yeah, that's how I see it. But he also could stop lying.
We gotta have a Facebook chat in real life next time I see you. Thinking about bringing back app chat.
Yo, I'd love that. Was thinking about having a second look at G-Train singles.
I was just telling someone about G-Train singles the other day. I loved that idea.
Exclamation point. I should be in the sea next week and forever onward. We can sink cows and stuff and oh man running into each other. Can't wait.
Where are you living?
Haha, I missed my chance for a place in May, so thinking about finishing my buddy's lease in May, which is in Crown Heights. Then trying to move off the Morgan L or Jefferson or Myrtle stops. A mystery still.
I was a little bit worried listening to the beginning of this because... Mm-hmm. It just felt like two funny dudes being kind of funny back and forth, but just being friends. Because all that stuff about my on-the-go lifestyle versus my in-office lifestyle, the breaking news thing. I was like, these are just two funny guys talking.
Yeah, we're doing some bits.
But then it turns. Is
and
that what you're going to say?
You took a hard turn into like out of truly left field. Like I guess the only seed that had been planted is that this guy's working for a messaging app.
Well, he says, watch out, Zuck.
Yeah, yes, I would spell that Z-U-C-K.
Yes.
Z-U-C-C is why I pronounced it weird.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Ben's an out-of-the-box thinker.
Great. Yeah. Great. And you were just right into it.
Uh-huh.
What's really, I think, nice of you is most people are not giving Zuckerberg the benefit of the doubt. Literally, no one in America is interested in giving this man the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And you have been. And then present well-reasoned arguments with his poorly reasoned arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, sorry, I'm getting political, which is so funny because it is... the safest political territory you could be in, possible.
Yeah, not really taking a hard stance.
Except then your friend does come back very pro-Zuck.
I think he is...
anti-privacy.
Not anti-privacy, but I think he's just more... like giving me insight a little bit on Zuck's POV.
Because he's in that industry.
Yeah.
Right. So interesting. Hey, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Go read the email you wrote before.
Okay.
Justin's face. Look on Justin's face. So was great. Pensive. So perplexed by that statement.
Wait, I need to. Okay. So, Justin, we're going to review this email. Here's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You sent him a test email while we were doing a podcast.
Yes,
you're,
I did.
Matt, you're a nightmare.
That is a reference to my test email to myself.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. So, Justin, we have behind the scenes been having a conversation about how three is a lot of chances to give someone. Mm-hmm. And we actually got feedback from a listener recently that agrees three is kind of a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay being the first person? What's wrong, Matt?
Well, we did a one chance.
Yes.
Julia Young only got one chance.
But didn't she want that?
I don't know if she wanted that. You wanted that.
Oh, did I do
yes.
that?
Yes.
I delete the data files after we
No,
record.
You wanted that. I believe your quote was, I want this email to be sent. That's
oh,
what you
okay.
said. But then
That's
she
right.
got it right. But carry on.
Oh, right. Are you okay being the first person to only get two chances?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So let's reread this email.
Yes.
Hello, sir. Best wishes and many greetings to you, sir. Apology up top. You may not immediately recognize me because my email address has changed for the spring of 2018 semester. I am Justin Linville, hyperlinked to my Instagram. I matriculated into your course on Italian-American books and movies 2 years ago this month. Upon the many hours of reflection that have ensued, it has occurred to me that I, without question, put forth far less than what I'm capable of in your class. And at the risk of sounding patronizing, thank you for your out-of-the-box in recognizing my diamond-in-the-rough nature. I am very young and very smart and therefore a natural at Italian-American books and movies, but only turned in half assignments. To be clear, I turned in all of my assignments, but they were only half complete. I would like to dispel the myth that I put forth any real effort into your class, and for that I am somewhat sorry. You are a good man and a dedicated teacher and a true Italian-American. But seriously, did we really have to change our email addresses for this class? I noticed none of the other students did. They all had numbers in their address. Why am I the only dick, 4 stars, blocking out the word, that changed his email address? And I think you would agree, looking at my email address, that numbers go down like a glass of fresh water. In closing, I want to thank you for all that you taught me, or something like that. Thank you so much.
All right. This is pretty great. I'm pretty pleased with it,
yeah,
if I do
too.
Say so. But I do
okay.
have...
Just, oh, God, I want to throw up.
I'll just float a couple things that we would be remiss if we didn't at least consider sneaking in.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about a minor family emergency probably doesn't fit. Too hard to get in there with the narrative we have.
Right.
Or the end of class thing. I'm just saying. Those are two favorites from earlier in the show. I don't know if there's a spot for either of those.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just say my brother is not sick somewhere? Is it non sequitur?
Just a P.S.?
My brother has never been sick.
Has never sick?
Great.
So that's put forth far less than what I'm capable of in your class. Parentheses, my brother has never sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the risk of sounding patronizing.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Justin, that was perfect placement.
Cool. I feel great.
No, Justin! Justin started to hit send.
I'm hovering over command enter right
yeah,
now.
You get to,
no, Justin,
you get to, yeah.
We
have
to do
question.
The game.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
let's go for
I should have stopped you because it would have been the funniest thing, I think, of my life if we were like, okay, and then Justin just
He's
sent
like,
the
and
email.
Go.
All right, Justin, so if you get this trivia question wrong twice, you're sending
two chances.
Email. Two chances.
Okay.
Justin, before Google acquired the name in 2003, Gmail was originally a mail service from A, Georgetown University, B, American Girl, C, General Mills, D, Garfield.
Wow.
I'll go with Georgetown.
You don't want to talk about it? I mean, that feels like the obvious one. Like, it's got to be Georgetown.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going
to
happen.
If this is not Georgetown,
but the other three are zany. If this is not it, then you're stuck with three insane choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Can we read the insane choices again?
Yeah. American Girls.
American Girls.
General Mills.
General Mills.
And something else. I forget. I closed my email. And Garfield.
Garfield. I feel like the other three are so crazy.
Yes.
That I am ready to commit to it being.
It has to be Georgetown University.
I don't think it is, but try it. Go ahead.
I feel like that's the type of question that is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the type of thing where it's like, you think it's Georgetown so hard that you don't even consider anything.
I know, and I think
options.
It's going to be one of the other
but
ones.
We got one to burn, so let's just like burn Georgetown.
Let's burn
now.
It on the one it definitely isn't. I agree.
Okay. Cool.
So
Georgetown.
Okay. Good. That was a hard no. That was a hard
General
no.
General Mills. Rachel. Sorry.
So now you have American Girl, General Mills, or the other one we forgot because Nicole closed her phone again.
Garfield.
Garfield the cat. Is that what we're thinking? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
The cartoon.
I think we're talking about the cartoon cat. Well, let me. I'm going to ask.
I can see a Garfield fan service having an email system.
I don't.
What exactly is American Girls? American Girl dolls?
Oh, thank you for asking.
Okay.
What a wonderful question. It's a doll company that's existed since, I think, the 80s. It does like it used to do historical dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would like buy the doll, you would get the books, and then you'd have all of the accessories. And then they expanded into Girls of Today, and now they're an empire. However, the company was called Pleasant Company for a long time, not American Girl. It became the American Girl Company at some point probably in the early 2000s. So I guess maybe before email.
Okay.
It's got to be that or General Mills.
But I'm saying the Pleasant Company thing makes me not sure.
It can't be Garfield. It just can't be.
I think it's Garfield.
How does the Garfield thing work?
So I think there is a Garfield fan site.
Okay.
Where you can, when they message each other, they call it Gmail. Something was using the word Gmail before Google, and then Google like bought it from them and patented it.
Gotcha.
Or copyrighted.
But would
whatever.
They have patented? Like, I guess.
I think what they maybe did it. I don't. Yeah, that's a great.
Like
question.
They sued or something. Or like, yeah, like so. Like I'm a Garfield fan. Okay, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually as a kid, but let's say I still was as an adult.
Yeah.
And I subscribed to emails, and like, oh, my Gmail came today, and it's like.
Or
check this out. Or new book. New book just
like,
dropped.
No. Or it's like we're on a message board system for Garfield.
Okay.
And then you and I are in a thread. We're reading things. And then I'm like, you haven't seen the exclusive Garfield blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, check your Gmail because I sent it to you in like your private note system.
All right. That's an extreme reach. But okay. I won't rule it out.
Okay.
But Justin.
Okay.
Which way are you leaning?
Feels like Nicole's very invested in this Garfield mail.
Yeah, but I would
mail.
100% not guess it if I were you.
Because why would General Mills – I mean, I guess an internal Gmail – but
that also, actually – that's the one that makes the most sense if you want to just follow straight logic.
Yeah.
But again, that almost feels like a – is that a trap? Were we supposed to choose between the two Gs, Georgetown and General Mills? Oh, Garfield's the third G.
Also, girl, genius. They're all Gs.
All right.
I'm an American Girl fan.
Okay.
And I want to get an American Girl email address. I get girl mail. It's called Gmail.
Okay.
Got a girl mail.
I have a Gmail address.
Got a girl mail today.
What did you
got,
just
got,
say?
Got a girl mail today. Got to check my girl mail.
I think you need to go into your, what do we call it? Your mind?
Mind palace.
Mind palace. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Start walking through the hallways of your mind palace. Okay? Take a walk. You're going down the hallway. Soon you're going to come to a room. In that room is going to be the answer. You come around the corner. You can see the doorway. You can see lights streaming through. You're in the room. What is it? Open your eyes.
American Girl. Girl mail.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That's also what I experienced when I went to the Mind Palace.
I didn't see somebody next to me, but I felt someone next to me. Yeah. American Girl. Was it Garfield?
Okay. Wow. Garfield. The Mind Palace fails. Nicole is dancing.
It's got to feel great.
Is dancing.
And Rachel, was I right about how it worked?
Matt was right in that I think it was just like a newsletter.
So I'm vindicated too in a weird way.
You're vindicated in a way that makes way more sense because way less hoops to jump through.
I think that's the first true failure for the Mind Palace. The Mind Palace has been flawless so far. Hey, Justin.
Oh, my God. I want to throw up.
There it goes.
Sending.
Yes.
Like, he probably isn't checking that email address anymore. It's his. He's this
okay.
guy's. Okay. He got a response.
Mail delivery subsystem address not found. So.
So he really is. He's picking up discarding email addresses willy nilly.
Yeah. Every semester he's changing his email.
If we change that number, I think we got it though, don't we?
I think you're right.
Because that's got the year.
Yeah.
That's got the year from a couple of years ago. I think if we just change it to just forward. Just
forward.
Forward that. forward and then paste in and just change that to an 18 and let's see if it gets us there. Did you get one?
I got a new message, yeah. Just came in. Spring18.w was not found.
He also might not be teaching anymore.
Yeah. Might not be teaching.
That's the first.
He might have taken a long vacation in Italian America.
It's possible.
On a beach reading.
He might have gone all the way to Italian America.
Oh. Oh, well. Justin, you got anything you want to promote?
Yeah. You can follow me on, you know, Twitter and Instagram, Justin M. Linville, and I'll talk about shows and stuff there. And, you know, I'm around. If you see me on the street, just give me a nod.
Just a nod, though.
Just a nod. JustinLinville.com, you know.
And if you want to reach us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Or your email address, 420 professionaljustin69@gmail.com.
Yeah, we will be checking that on occasion. And we got sparks.
Sorry, I'm not going to laugh directly into the microphone.
I don't know. Is that fun?
Laughing is fun. Yes. Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. But like, do you have to hide your laughs? I don't think so.
I mean, I think sometimes on shows you'll hear that the person is turning away to laugh, and I think I do that instinctively sometimes here. But like, make it be known if you're laughing. You know, that's what I say.
Yeah, I guess you can turn, don't stifle.
Turn, don't stifle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's true for a lot of behaviors, I'd say.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you name a second behavior?
No, I can't. I was thinking about like bodily functions, Matt, but like you seven, do want to stifle it. No, it's like
seven
turn,
behaviors. You okay. Turn, but don't stifle.
Okay. Burp.
One.
Fart.
Two.
Outrage.
Three.
Car. You're in an automobile, operating a car.
Four.
Doesn't matter.
Tie your shoes.
Five.
Painting.
Six.
Raking the yard.
Seven. Yay.
It's seven. These are seven things.
Great.